Good morning. How are you? Wonderful. I got a couple of little stories I want to share today. I'm not sure you've ever heard this one. Have you ever had an incident at your house where maybe something was spilled or broken and your parents say, "Who did this?" And you say, "I don't know," or "Nobody?" Yeah, sometimes that happens. Well, it happens all throughout life. So this is a story about everybody, somebody, anybody, and nobody. So we got four people. Every, some, any, and nobody. So there was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have. Now, that's a silly story, isn't it? But basically what it means is there's a lot of work to do in the world, a lot of stuff to do, and a lot of times we don't think we need to be involved. Well, in the early 60s, there was a man called Jesse Jackson, and he invented a catchphrase, which is kind of like a slogan. And that phrase was, "I am somebody." Now, this was during the civil rights movement when people were standing up for their rights, and it caught on pretty well. "I am somebody." Can you say that?
"I am somebody."
There you go. Well, God created us. He made us all unique, and we look different. We have different likes and dislikes, and we have different talents. Do you know what a talent is? What's a talent?
It's something you can do.
It's something you can do. So talents are like the gifts and blessings, abilities that God has given us. Do you know any talents? Well, some people have the gift of musical ability. They can sing, they can play an instrument, they can dance. You know anybody like that? You do? You know a couple? I think your whole family has talents, don't they? Even you. Miss Ivy, Mr. Jim. A lot of people have musical talent. I did not get that talent. Some people have the gift of art or making things. They can draw, paint, cook, build houses, decorate, coordinate colors, sew. They can see things. They can do and make things. I didn't get that talent either. Some have the gift of strength and athletic ability. They can run and jump and tumble and throw and catch or kick. You know anybody like that? Yeah, somebody, your daddy. I didn't get that talent either. What do you know? I know a lot of talents I don't have, but do you think he forgot to give me any talents? So I think I might have some. Well, let's think about the talent that God gives each of us. And that's knowing that we are his children and that he loves us and we're part of God's family. So that means that we're loved, and Jesus calls us to share that. So how do we use the gift of love? You know, you'd use it every day, I bet, because you have brothers, don't you? And you have two brothers. You got any friends? You got some friends, too? Well, we use that gift of love in a lot of ways. We listen. We share our time, our things, our clothes, our toys, our books. We can reach out to one another. We can sit next to someone. We can invite them to play with us, and we can offer words of encouragement. We can use our talents to help others, other people. We can use them to be kind to animals and help them. We can use our skills to help the earth. Have you ever heard of the phrase reduce, reuse, recycle? Yeah, that helps. We can use less styrofoam and plastic. We can unplug things at our house and save electricity. That's what Jesus asks of us. So God created us as his family. That means all these people here are your brothers and sisters, and you thought you only had two. Jesus called us to serve and sacrifice. That means sometimes we do things that we really don't want to. So if you have to share something, or you have to wait in line, or you have to wait your turn, it might not be our first choice, but we can do that. And the Spirit moves us to action. So, in this stewardship season, we talk about time, talent, and treasure. I need you to start thinking about, how do you spend your time? How do you use your talents? And how do you invest your treasure? Because these are all gifts from God. And if we are truly thankful, if we have that gratitude attitude, we will not keep them just for ourselves. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for loving us. Thank you for sacrificing for us. Thank you for giving us the energy and the abilities to help others. In Christ's name, amen.